With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was wooden!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well.
What are you doing?
Majesty, I apologize.
This is Alkin's observatory. How dare you? How can you have the nerve to come in here to... You murdered her. You murdered my vizier. My support. My love.
Yes, that was, in view of everything, unfortunate.
You say that? To me?
Yes, I say that. I did that. And I saw my son's throat cut by the Bellarak. It is truly amazing what you have to put up with in the pursuit of power. And I would also say to you, Majesty, that if you were an ordinary person, if you were just Manel, daughter of General Kulan, then I would tell you to pick up this glass retort, smash it, and cut my throat with it. But you see, you are not just an ordinary person. Like this seeing glass, a remarkable instrument, you have a purpose. You are Manel, Sultana of Tumen Bay, and you have a duty to the citizens of Tumen Bay to keep them and their city safe.
What are you talking about?
The Bellarak.
What am I supposed to be looking at, Kadali?
What have they done since they've arrived? Yes, taken over the justice system, but what of all the great building projects they talked of?
Once again, I ask you...
The aqueduct.
They are mending it, yes. I see workmen, hoists, and...
One of the wonders of Tumen Bay. It delivers water from the mountains to the city.
Sorely needed.
Agreed. But we suspect, do we not, that the Bellarak do not have our best interests at heart. So, why such generosity?
Tumen Bay. Season 4, Episode 4, Feels Like Old Times, by Mike Walker.
The city wakes. As the light touches the pink stone of the walls, Tumen Bay comes alive. And once again, it's going to be hotter than yesterday. Is it the fires from the sky announcing their coming? As the merchants and shopkeepers, the soldiers, slaves, and carpenters go about their lives, so I go about mine again. Reconnecting with my old networks, my eyes, my ears, my feelings. And with me...
I don't get out enough.
Bello, the missing Hafiz's acolyte. Another man of secrets and lies.
Oh, I miss them. The stinks of Tumen Bay.
Think. The Hafiz is an old man. He'll need to be looked after. He'll need a supply of alcohol.
Maybe not. If he really has stopped drinking.
He's still frail. That, look out!
Horrible beasts.
I need to stay sharp on the streets.
Do you think this could be to do with the palace?
What do you mean?
Fatima, the lady. She wants power, legitimacy. Word has it that she aims at the throne itself.
The throne is occupied.
Until it isn't.
Where do you hear these things?
The invisible people.
What?
The servants. Simple folk. They still believe in the miracles. They come for the blessing and leave their little donations. They see much, but few see them.
Do you think it was Fatima with the Hafiz when you walked in?
How would I know? I only saw a shadow.
Was there any scent? Expensive perfume?
Nothing like that, no. It was... She was more of a presence than a person.
Wait.
Butcher's shop? Why are we...
An old informant.
Come on, then! It's been a while!
How's business, Hassan?
You know, so-so. How is it with you?
I'm thinking of investing in things again. Here's something on account.
My eyes are peeled, Commander.
Good.
That simple?
Time was, there wasn't a shop or lodging house, a temple or brothel where I didn't have eyes and ears. And the Beggar's Guild, too.
Served in the Imperial Armies! Office for a poor cripple!
How about work for a poor cripple, Gabriel?
We've missed you, Commander.
Or missed my gold.
What are you interested in today?
Anything odd or strange, you know me.
Lately all strange in this city. Strange days.
Yes, gold. Gold's still good, huh?
Commander, yes. Coppers for an old, crippled, wounded soldier. Fighting in the Imperial Army. Any coppers here? Thank you. You have offended.
We're back? I thought I knew every street around the Hafiz's palace, but...
There are always more streets than you know. Go inside, search your records. Anyone in the city he might have gone to. Anything unusual. It doesn't matter how small. A flaw in the marble that only your fingertips feel. Find it.
Effendi then... Gregor, you were to come with us.
What?
Orders from the palace. You were to come now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction time.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you doing?
Sawing, Uncle. You told us to saw.
And we're sawing.
I'm making slow work of it. Put your backs into it, boys, or I'll give you sore asses too. Use this saw. It's made for the job. Let it do the work. Now get to it, or the pair of you are out, nephew or not. Agrees?
As a timber, you promise the right.
You know, he's right. It's like flying. You let the kite do the work, and you let the saw do the work. Just go with it.
What? They're bringing the women prisoners through for exercise. Wait here.
What?
Quick, create a distraction.
What?
A diversion, like you dropped... Never mind. Sorry, Dumpy.
Huh? Ah, God!
I hope you haven't damaged the timber.
I'm not going. We have 20 minutes outside. Come on.
Sorry. Brazilla.
Brooke, what are you doing?
We're here.
Villaris, why are you... What?
We're going to get you out.
You can't. They'll catch you.
We'll work something out, Matilda.
Keep your workmen back, Effendi.
Don't worry.
Hey, you boy, out of there.
I love you.
No mixing with the women.
We'll save you.
Don't get mixed up with this lot. You won't find a wife here.
The blind man is going to be there. You've seen it.
Come on.
You've seen it. The blind man will
kill you. I love you.
This way, Effendi.
Am I under arrest? The guard refuses to answer any of my questions.
Through here.
The throne room. How often have I stood here at the center of everything? And now...
When were you going to tell us, Uncle?
Manel!
When were you going to tell us you had returned to the city?
It was the Grand Master's order. You didn't know.
I didn't. When I saw you at that place, I thought... I don't know what I thought.
The Palace of the Blind.
Well, sometimes they see better there than we seem to here.
You think I don't care.
I think that there are many things you don't know. Listen, Manel, I know that you're a prisoner of...
Shh. Say nothing within these walls, within this city. That woman you have... Ah, Kadali. Look who has come back to us.
I thought you were dead.
And I thought you were mad. It seems at least one of us was wrong. I trust you had an interesting time. I hear the Grand Master had you brought back. Why?
I can't tell you.
But the Grand Master summoned you back to life, eh?
I'm surprised he cares so much. Perhaps he wants to recruit you to his holy army.
Was there something you wanted, Kadali?
Yes, Majesty. Mistress Fatima wished me to show you these papers for your seal. The loan Mistress Fatima requested, it has been accepted by the banker Pilar. There's to be a formal signing tomorrow evening at a banquet to celebrate. No doubt our beloved mother of the Empire will tell you herself, sooner or later. Gregor, if you will accompany me...
I was summoned to see the Sultana.
You were summoned by Mistress Fatima. She wishes to see you, shall we?
I look forward to spending some time with you, niece. We shall talk about... well, many things.
I too look forward to that, uncle. What now?
Majesty, the painter's assistant is here to see you. Shall I tell him to come back later?
Oh, no. Send him in.
Signor.
I hope I'm not disturbing you, Majesty.
Oh, it's nothing I'm not happy to put aside for you, Signor Angel.
Just Angel, Majesty.
What may I do for you?
I wanted to thank you for showing me the gardens and the perfumery the other day. It was a great privilege. I brought you the sketch that Master Piero made of you.
Oh.
I thought you might like it.
It's beautiful.
Well, you are beautiful, Majesty. It's a great city.
Once a great city.
I think a city's greatness comes from its people, not from the gleaming of its towers.
Our towers have lost their gleam since the occupation. But you're right, of course.
And there, beyond everything, the sun on the sea.
The port of Tumen Bay.
Good to have you back again, Gregor. Feels like old times. We can be useful again.
You saw her there too, didn't you?
Saw whom?
Alkin, the traveller, in the cells, you told me.
I saw nothing. I was insane with fear. In that situation, the mind betrays you. There is a traitor in your head. Oh, yes. You're imagining things, Gregor. If I may advise, lock that thought away in the deepest cell of your heart.
That's not what the Grand Master thinks.
What do you mean?
I mean nothing. Because nothing happened, did it? You saw nothing. You know nothing.
Indeed. Ah, here we are.
Please, a slight smile.
Effendi Gregor, as you requested, mistress.
At last. Why was I kept waiting?
No, madam, do not move. The sketch is necessary for me to catch.
The guards were confused. They thought the Sultana had...
Try not to blink, madam. You have such intense eyes. What secrets do they hold? Angel, I need more light. Raise the blinds fully. Angel? Angel?
Sorry. Master, I was checking the chalks.
The blinds. Raise the blinds.
As you wish, Master.
Can we get on?
Madam, you can buy 1,000 amateurs to simply get on. But to recreate your soul, only Piero.
Of course, Master. Carry on.
Why am I here?
I wanted to be sure you are all right. I was so sorry to hear about your misfortune. I felt it was quite unnecessary, but the Sultana overruled me. But now you are back. Why?
The Hafiz is missing.
Really? Well, I wish you luck in finding him. He'll be needed at the celebrations.
Celebrations?
At the end of fasting, a festival of renewal for the city. It would be proper for him to be there.
I will need him too. He must be there, a spiritual center.
When did you last see him, madam?
At the council.
You've not been to his palace to discuss this festival of fires?
No.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. There's nothing wrong with my mind. Forget that old drunk. I need you for something else. I want to help you, Gregor. Now, since you've been gone, it's not been easy. The Grandmaster is becoming increasingly erratic. It's impossible to get answers. Now, these celebrations are important to me, to Tumen Bay. I do not want them upset, spoiled by the Grandmaster's plans.
If you could just keep your head still, and your lips, please, your beautiful lips.
I need to know what he is doing. I need someone to help me, keep me informed. And you are going to find out for me, Gregor. You used to be commander of the palace guard. You could be so again.
Still, please?
So easy, it seems, to get back what was lost.
It's in my power for those who serve me well.
You mean, surely, serve the Sultana Manel well?
Please?
Yes. You see it now.
Still?
To help your niece. She's been through so much, suffered so much. She is, how should I say, fragile. I think it better, Gregor, if you don't see her for a while. It only upsets her, the past. She needs the love and care of a mother.
Ah, such expressive lips. Thank you, madam. You may relax a while.
Is she threatening Manel? Would she?
Are you concerned for my niece?
She needs time to heal, and thank God I'm here as her adopted mother. Protect her from those who would use her for their own ends. Do you follow me, Gregor?
I think I follow you extremely well, Fatima.
Mistress Fatima. Report back to me tomorrow at sunset on these matters. There's to be a banquet. Join us.
A banquet?
For the merchants and bankers of the city. One of my many duties, Gregor. There will be an announcement.
You have secured a loan for the city, I hear.
Very good. You listen.
If you could just lift the head a little.
Listen for me.
Assume an expression of triumph.
And will the Grand Master be attending?
Hold that, please.
I imagine you would know more about that than I would.
Perfect.
What do you think?
It seems I'm the servant of two masters. But I owe the Grand Master a debt for getting me back here. For proving that she is real, that she has been seen. Around the city.
You!
On the eastern wall.
This area is forbidden. What is your business?
Relax, soldier. This is the seal of your grandmaster.
Ah.
I have questions. They told me you saw her. This woman.
Yes. Yes, I did. She came up the eastern steps, just like you. I challenged her. She turned and she looked at me and she smiled.
What did she look like?
Tall for a woman. Middle-aged, I think. Not young, anyhow. Bareheaded. I never saw that before in this city. Hair cut short like a man. It's unnatural. She didn't say anything. Just raised her finger like a preacher. And then turned and walked away.
Where did she go?
That's the thing. She walked into the wall. Here. This wall. And then she vanished. Every hair on my arm stood up like... She had some kind of extreme heat or cold. I don't know.
Anything else? Think.
Behind her ear. I mean, because of her short hair, I could see her neck. As if it were crawling. A lizard.
A lizard?
I mean, a tattoo of a lizard.
For the rest of the day, I follow up all the sightings of this mysterious woman. I note the evidence, correlate the details. What's common to them all? She walks, she smiles, she raises her finger. A warning? Admonition? And the tattoo. Always the tattoo.
It was only five last week.
Ah,
visitor, are you? It's getting hotter, isn't it? And this is good. Fresh water.
I can see things floating in it.
Oh, Effendi. By my children's life, this water is as fresh as the dawn. Ah, next time maybe.
There used to be real fresh water in the fountains in every square in the city. It was supplied by the aqueduct, built by Amal the Magnificent over 600 years ago. Destroyed during the occupation. The Balarak are repairing it seems. Sorry, I'm sounding like the city guides they used to have under Sultan al-Ghuri.
No, I like it. I'm interested in everything, all of it. Don't stop, Majesty.
Well, this used to be one of the biggest slave markets in the city, in the world.
I'm sure it will be again.
Perhaps it will. But the Balarak are here now, and they don't like slavery.
But aren't they guests? And you are the Sultana? So why don't you tell them what they can do?
Affairs of state, diplomacy, politics. They're not so simple.
Of course, Majesty. I didn't mean to...
No, it's good. In the palace, you have to be so careful all the time. There are always ears and eyes, and nothing is ever simple. Or what it is.
Well, I'm certainly what I am. How long is it since you were out of that place and saw ordinary people doing ordinary things?
It seems like forever. It's not easy for me to get away. Even wearing a veil like this. It's only because Fatima is busy inspecting her troops this afternoon and then preparing for her banquet.
Banquet?
Yes, I'm sure you'll be invited. It's to celebrate the signing of the loan. Actually, of course, it's to celebrate Fatima. She'll certainly want Master Piero there.
I hope the loan is enough to make certain we get paid.
I will ensure it. Well, I'll do my best.
That will be a great relief. Piero rarely bothers about the material question. He says I'm ideally suited to that.
Why?
Shall we have refreshments, Majesty?
Not Majesty. Please, just your girl, Manel, accompanying her master in the city.
My girl? I was a thief.
What?
Why, Piero put me in charge of the money. As a child, I stole to live. I was good at it, too, until Piero caught me in his studio. He offered me a choice, be his apprentice or go to prison or the galleys.
Why?
He said all artists are thieves anyway, so why not take on the real thing?
Effendi, madam, please come, enter. We don't see many strangers down here nowadays. You're a visitor?
From Veneca across the sea. My companion offered to show me the harbour. It's reputed to be one of the wonders of the world.
It was in the old days. The thousand masts, they used to say. Ships from every corner of the known world.
And now?
Look at it. Your own eyes. With all the restrictions the Balarak have imposed, no one can get in or out. Lately, the city's become a locked casket. Traders have gone elsewhere. My trade has gone elsewhere. Now, what can I get you?
My father brought me here once when I was a girl. I remember the honey cakes. They were very good.
Well, it's a month of fasting. But... if you sit inside, who's to know? And Balarak wouldn't care about that anyway.
Then honey cakes and jasmine tea. Inside.
Yes, come.
Oh, and do you still have lodgings here? Why do you dress as a man? Are you his lover?
Master Piero? No, he loves only his paintings. And his tastes run well the other way. Do you know his work?
No.
If you did, you would see the young men, how beautiful they are. The saints, the fighters, the martyrs. You would see the firmness of the flesh, the richness, the colour, the limbs entwined, the grimace of pain. Or is it pleasure? On the martyr's face, as the arrows pierce the flesh, the flow of blood.
Shh, enough. Just kiss me now. Don't stop.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At my lodgings, I go through my notes again and again, trying to find something that will lead me forward.
Amazing, isn't it?
Huh? My fellow lodger, Akilah, a man who loves to talk.
The city. And what a view we have from here. 1,000 rooftops and towers. But am I disturbing you?
Well, yes, I was...
I've come to see the wonders of Tumen Bay. An uncle here died, left me his house. He's a very interesting man, actually. Eaten by goats. Wild goats.
I would have thought you'd stay
with
in the...
With the house. No. It must remain empty for his spirit to wander a whole moon. So this gives me the chance to see the city of Al Ghuri, the Lion of Lions, Sultan of Eagles. Did you ever see him, Effendi?
I served under him.
Oh, forgive my lack of respect. You're part of history. The fall of Tumen Bay, Maya's minions, the evil queen. I've heard that when the time came, her forces simply melted away back into the walls. It's a wonderful story. You know, I even wondered if those marks painted on the walls you see around were part
marks.
Of... The lizards and snakes. Were part of the secret history, huh? Like in the old tales of hidden gateways and treasure caves.
I've not seen them.
And yet I had.
Your coffee, Effendi.
On the eastern steps, on the walls.
Oh, thank you very much.
What does it mean?
Could they be from those times?
I couldn't say, Effendi. But excuse me, I have to go.
Ah, somewhere important, no doubt.
I just have to be there.
Let me guess. The palace, huh?
I really can't say.
No, of course. No, yeah, I understand important matters.
I must...
Yeah, of course, of course.
What are you doing?
Drawing you while you were sleeping. You looked very peaceful and very beautiful.
And very immodest.
No, never like that. You know, I've never done this before.
What? Drawn a naked woman?
No. Made love to the Sultana of an empire.
I'm just a woman, like any other woman.
Not to me. Your father was a great general. You must have grown up as a princess.
We were brought up very simply. My father hated all that ceremony. I knew nothing of the world until the world fell apart.
What happened?
I fell in love with a man. One of my father's officers. He was working for Maya all the time. He betrayed me. Killed my brother.
And what did you do?
I killed him. What are you doing?
Looking at you. They say you killed Maya's regent and took the throne.
Does that make you hate me? Fear me?
No. Thieves hate nothing, fear nothing. When I see something I want, I get it, mostly. It excites me. Have there been others? Other women?
That I've killed?
That you've loved? In the perfumery, you mentioned Alkin.
She was very important to me.
She was murdered by the man who is now your vizier. And he walks free?
That was Fatima's decision.
And you and her. Sometimes it seems to me that she is less mother of the empire than lover of the Sultana. I'm sorry. Perhaps...
She murdered my father. And for that... I've not said this to anyone before. But for that, I promise you she will pay. I have to be careful. I have to bide my time. And you should be careful too. Now, my precious, beautiful angel... Loving Manal is dangerous.
Is that so?
Yes. Now put that drawing down.
When this is all over, and they have their ceremony and their painting, we should go away from here.
I can't. It's impossible. My life is entwined with Tuman Bay.
In this world, nothing is impossible for a thief.
All stand for the Sultana and the Mother of the Empire.
Is the Grand Master here?
No, mistress. You didn't expect him, did you?
No. Let's sign this thing. Effendi Pilar, if you would please. A few words.
I would like to say that my associates and I see this auspicious occasion as marking the beginning of a great partnership between Tuman Bay and our own nation. I affix the seal of Vinca to the document.
And where should I...
Mistress,
I'm afraid it's the Sultana who needs to sign.
Madame Fatima doesn't like that at all.
Manel, the seal.
Manel, the Sultana, or just a figurehead?
I look forward to working with Effendi Pilar and his associates.
Are you all right, Majesty?
Yes, Uncle. And you? Have you found Hafiz yet?
No, but I think he's in the city. I'll get word sooner or later.
She wants him for her celebrations.
Her celebrations?
You don't think I want them, do you?
I don't know what to think, Manel. Everything here is upside down.
Isn't that what you thought before, when you had to go away?
And maybe I wasn't so mad after all.
Ah, there you are, Manel. Come, take your place at the head of the celebration beside me. And be nice to the banker Pilar. We owe him a lot. And what progress have you made?
It's early yet. And these things take time.
Go, Manel. Do your duty. Don't let me down, Gregor. And stay away from Manel. I do not want her upset by your conspiracies.
Good evening.
Pearl of the Sea, I think.
No, thank you.
Very good, I think.
There's something not quite right about that slave.
So, Gregor, as if time winds back, we are both here at the centre of things.
Indeed, Gadali. Mm.
And have you found the Hafiz yet? Or is the old fellow still mislaid? I expected better of you.
I did not of you. He will be found, trust me.
I'd sooner trust Maya. Still, I wish you luck. Where are you staying?
I move around. Don't worry, Gadali. I'll keep in touch.
We need to work together, Gregor, to stop things falling apart. We'll never be friends, but we must be allies, share what we know.
You're right.
Oh, good.
There is something.
Yes?
You've spilled crab down the front of your robes.
Oh, thank you.
Effendi Pilar! You've been taken in by these people.
I think not, Effendi Magrum.
Well, don't come begging at my door when the shit rains down. You could have been part of the Serene Cartel. I offered it to you as a friend, and you decided to shaft me over this loan.
Nearly made.
The deal stinks. I know it, you know it. What do you get out of this, Pilar?
I feel a sense of responsibility to Tumande.
You flying fox! What's the deal? I want in.
I assure you.
You're up to something, Pilar. Don't take me for a fool. And don't ever think you can put one over on me. You will never take over this city while I'm around.
Excuse me, Effendi. Enjoy your evening.
And I hope you enjoy the sight of Mistress Fatima pissing away your gold. You, get my cloak.
As you wish, my group of him.
Go on, you're going.
Yes, husband.
I thought you carried yourself well this evening, my dear. You looked like a sultana.
Thank you. Mother?
It's been a long day. You look tired.
Yes.
Sleep with me here tonight. Let's be together. I'll massage your shoulders till you can relax. And if we wake in the night, we can talk and amuse one another. Wouldn't you like that, my dear?
I just don't feel like it tonight.
But we haven't pleasured each other for
Please, this is just vulgar.
Vulgar? Vulgar.
I said I don't feel like it.
Ah, your exertions of this afternoon have tired you?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, after I visited my father's grave, I wanted to see the city, the port, again. The artist's assistant, Angel...
I know his name.
He offered to keep me company. As you said yourself, it's not safe.
Why are you lying to me?
About what?
Oh, my sweet Darling Manel, you have no idea how this hurts me. Do you want to hurt me?
No, I...
Then why do you lie to me?
What?
Do you take me for a fool? Some provincial dimwit who you can manipulate as you will? Please go before you incriminate yourself any further.
Very well.
How dare you enter my room, slaves! It's you. I thought you were a servant.
I am whoever I wish to be, mistress.
Why are you here?
To be paid.
You need to do your job first, Akila. Magrub was there tonight and in good health. My friend, the banker, Effendi Pilar, is getting concerned about it.
Indeed, yes. Magrub was in, shall we say, fine fettle. As he went home and sat with his wife and children and told them how he would destroy the house of Pilar. And so he was when he went to his study to lay his plans with his secretary. And so he was until the moment his heart failed him and he died with his family around him in his own safe and secure home. You will, no doubt, hear in the morning.
How do you know this?
That's why you employ me.
Of course. Don't leave the city. I have more work for you. The man I indicated.
Gregor, I'm close to him.
Good. Stay closer. Here. Gold. Is that acceptable? Not too vulgar? Are these things silks and jewels, gold? Do you think they're vulgar, Akila?
Things in themselves are nothing, Mistress Fatima. Gold, silk, swords, power. Nothing. All depends on who wields them.
Yes, of course. Depends on whether you think... Oh. You've gone.
We don't get up high often enough, Dumpy. I miss it.
Sky rats forever.
Me and Matilda used to fly together. You know, Spider never reckoned girls could fly. He was wrong.
So, how are we supposed to get her out of there? Tell me you've got a plan.
Have you noticed all around the yard there's offcuts of timber, straw, bags of sawdust?
So, it's a building site.
Stuff that'll burn. Create a distraction, a panic, on the night they're going to hang them all. And we go in and get her.
And the Balorak and the warders are just going to let us do it. Just like that.
Well, don't you see? They'll all be looking up at the fires in the sky.
How can you be so sure?
Because it's their religion. This is what they are here for. It's why they came. It's what they've been waiting for. And because, you know, I didn't dream of her being hanged. I dreamt of her standing in the fountain. Standing in the clear blue water, and it's washing everything away. And she's happy.
So, you're still having them?
What?
The dreams.
Yes.
Have you dreamt about me?
No, I... not really.
What does that mean? Come on, I'll be risking my life in this stupid plan of yours too.
I saw a wheel. I mean, like a huge wooden wheel as tall as a house, just turning and turning and picking people up and grinding them down into the pits of hell. And the blood ran like water. Thousands and thousands. And only a handful were left alive.
Right, right, stop. I'm glad I don't have to live in your head. Anyway, Frog.
What?
You said she was going to die at the hands of the blind man. You said that before. And you have these dreams and you say they come true. So why are we even bothering?
Because I have to try, Dumpy. Yet I failed her once, and I can't fail again. I love her, and I have to try. Look, you don't need to come.
Skyrod, stick together. Don't even think of doing it alone.
All right, then. I've made contact with a warder. He'll make sure that Matilda's shackles are loose on the night, so she can slip them off and we can get her away.
For how much?
7 gold pieces of the old money.
Oh.
Alguri gold.
Where are we going to get that? It'll take us forever.
Your mother?
You want me to steal from my mother? That's more than she makes in 6 moons. You're mad, Frog, completely mad. You're going to get us in a lot of trouble.
I have to save her, Dumpy. I have to.
What?
When I was young, I dreamed about my dad being... that he would die. Be killed. And I couldn't save him, Dumpy.
You were a child.
But I have to save her. That's what it means. All of it. From the beginning. I don't know how or why, but it is. It's all...
That's the early call. We've been up here all night. You better try and get some sleep before we go back to work. Come on, Frog. Skyrat's forever.
Yeah. Skyrat's forever.
Season 4, Episode 4 of Tumen Bay, Feels Like Old Times, featuring Aisha Hart, Rufus Wright, Enzo Cilenti, and Kirsty Bushell, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was wooden!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when 2 partners have 2 different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.